Ciclovía has become a staple to San Antonio's spring and fall. Shortly after the season's turn, Broadway is closed to traffic and open to cyclists, runners, rollerbladers, and skateboarders, without the fear of vehicle traffic, which is only above the road on I-35. Adon Munoz is skating in a Beach Boy surfer outfit. He says that he loves the ability to be able to move freely in the street.
The sense of community out here is really great. It's people dressing up, people getting on bikes, people walking, running. It's the one time that, you know, the San Antonio feels really, really positive. It's awesome.
Open streets are not the only plus of Ciclovía. In the city's parks, recreation stations, known as Reclovías, are set up for exercise, like Zumba. The YMCA now runs Ciclovía, after it was started by the city in 2011. Monica Garza with the Y says that San Antonio has been known as an unhealthy city, but they hope to change that.
This allows us as a community to get active, get moving, and promote physical activity in a fun family way. It really just gets people moving and allows people to get active and allows them to try things that maybe they've never done before.
Ciclovía can cost the YMCA more than $150,000 to put on, mostly for street closures. The last Ciclovía attracted 45,000 people. This year, the Y predicts about 65,000 people brace the streets. The next Ciclovía will be on September 29th. Joey Palacios, Texas Public Radio News.